Our geo quiz today takes us to North Africa. We are looking today for the largest country on the shores of the Mediterranean. This country is the second largest in all of Africa. Among its neighbors are Tunisia in the northeast and Mali in the southwest. The country was once part of the Ottoman Empire. Later it came under French colonial rule. French is still widely spoken here, but the country's official national languages include Arabic and Berber. Here's another clue. This country's national soccer team is nicknamed Desert Foxes or Les Fennecs. The desert in question in the southern part of the country is the vast Sahara. We're going to come back to this North African country after you puzzle just a bit on the quiz. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Sudan is the largest country in Africa. Number two is Algeria, and Algeria is the answer to our geo-quiz today. Now, Catholics in Algeria today inaugurated a newly restored cathedral in the capital, Algiers. The cathedral stands out in a country whose population is mainly Muslim and where less than 1% of the population practices other faiths. BBC correspondent Chloe Arnold is in Algiers. Now, Chloe, we can hear there in the background the sounds inside the cathedral where you were today. Describe this new Roman Catholic church for us and tell us what it was like to be there.
Yes, it's a stunning building that stands on a cliff overlooking the Bay of Algiers. If you can imagine a huge great basilica built of white-coloured sandy stone with a huge dome on the top, Our Lady of Africa, of course, and then a beautiful sort of Moorish touch to the top of the cathedral, where there are these pale blue sort of mosaic-like tiles. A stunning building and a stunning location as well. It's almost at one of the symbols of Algiers in many different ways.
So interesting. It could be a symbol of Algiers, a country that's predominantly Muslim. Was there much controversy about it, given the fact that it took 5 years for this reconstruction, millions of dollars of funding coming from what we understand were mostly European sources?
That's right. And if we sort of become even simpler than that, Algeria is almost entirely Muslim society. Add to that the fact that Algeria has just emerged from 2 decades of extreme violence between Islamist militants and government forces, hundreds and thousands of people killed on the streets. And you would think, well, a Catholic cathedral being restored in Algeria at this time, can it survive? But surprisingly, Algeria is a very tolerant place, and although there are very, very few Catholics here, they are widely tolerated. And many of the Algerians I spoke to this morning, Muslim Algerians, said, you know, it's just so beautiful, and the restoration work has been done so well, and we're so proud of it.
Is there any kind of event that would include Muslims around this cathedral, or is it something that will be for the very much minority Catholic population?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I was talking to a chap this morning, Denis Gonzalez, whose grandparents came to Algeria when it was a French colony before independence in 1962, and then his parents were born here and lived here, and he has done the same thing. He's lived in Algeria all his life. He's a Catholic, but he says he's noticed that lots of Muslim Algerians come to the cathedral and they light candles there, and it's almost like a sort of, not a religious thing, maybe a superstitious thing, or something they just feel close to their hearts. Also, if you look inside the cathedral, there are loads of marble tablets up on the wall saying, thank you, Our Lady of Africa, for praying for my son, or whoever it was. So it does have a place in the hearts, not just of Algeria's very tiny Catholic community, but also among the greater community. There is a feeling that, you know, it doesn't matter what religion you are all, you're welcome here.
All right, thank you very much. The BBC's Chloe Arnold outside the new Our Lady of Africa Cathedral in Algiers, Algeria. Algeria being the answer to our geo quiz today. Chloe, thanks a lot.
Great.